Thank you for calling customer service. How may I help you?
Okay, I went through my whole big story, and whoever I talked to said, after I told her, she said, oh, yes, I understand, just a moment. And then that was the end of that phone call. So I'll try it again. All right. My name is Carolyn Place. I'm calling you from Florida.
Okay.
On my bill from MasterCard, I received a charge of $6.97, which I believe was supposed to be for one of these wonderful gadgets that you can put together somehow if you're a miracle person, and then be able to read your blood pressure, temperature, etc. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, I can't say that I know of the specific product you're speaking of.
Okay, so anyway, that was supposed to be free, just pay shipping. So I thought, oh, that sounds like pretty good deal. So I had provided my shipping address, my credit card number, and so forth. And now I'm moving my phone, you know, moving it along to get to the point where I'm going to actually see this charge. But in that process, as I moved along and pushed, I saw, imagine this, an opportunity to get your bubs, but no, I don't need those. So it pushed again. Now it's insurance on this first gadget that was supposed to be free for some $12.45 or something like that. Well, I didn't want that, so I pushed on. When I pushed on, then I discovered I was going to have to pay for this shipping plus the earbuds and this insurance. Now, I will send the gadget back to you. I will send. Are you with me?
Yes, I'm still here, miss. I'm listening.
Okay. I will send the earbuds back with a note saying I got no information on any insurance on this gadget. I will happily send the gadget back because there's no way I had two people try to help me put the thing together. And then I will call MasterCard and tell them that I'm not going to pay this amount of money, $42.94 plus $6.97. What I need then is an address to send this stuff back. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still there, miss.
Okay, that's the end of my story.
All right, well, can I get your zip code, please, so I can take a look at your account?
Yes, and I have the numbers, too, here. The zip is 33523.
33523?
Yes.
And can I get your first and last name, please?
First name, Carolyn. Last name, Place, P-L-A-C-E.
And you said 33523?
Yes.
All right.
Did you find me?
I'm looking for your name right now.
I can give you the number of the charges for this, the earbuds and insurance.
Okay, Carolyn Place.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. And you're calling about the Hype Watch.
Right.
And you said that you saw an ad to receive this product for free?
Yeah, well, that's what it said. Free. The shipping is charged for $6.97.
Okay. Well, what it is a free 14-day trial. Where you pay the $6.97 for shipping, And unless you've canceled your trial, you'll be charged in full for the product.
And how much is the product?
Well, actually $59.97, but it says you were only billed $42.94.
No, that was supposed to be for earbuds and insurance, as I understood it.
Huh. Well, that is what that's for.
Okay.
1 year warranty and Hype Pods.
Okay. Now, I'm going to send this back to you because I do not want any of it. I already have earbuds. I don't need another set. So what I need is an address to send this stuff back. And therefore, I would be canceling whatever. Would you say the day that time frame was for that?
It's a 14-day trial, and you ordered this on the 18th, so you would have a couple more days until you were billed.
Okay, but I've already been billed.
You were billed for the warranty and for the Hype Pod. Not
okay.
For the watch.
Okay.
You're still in your trial period.
I don't want it. So what do I do?
Well, why do you not want it?
Have you ever seen one?
I've not seen it myself.
Oh, yeah. I had three people try to put it together. They said, this is ridiculous. Send it back. Okay, so that's what I'm trying to do.
All right. Well, could I interest you with a 50% refund?
Nope. I don't want any of it.
And you wouldn't like another pair of earbuds either?
No.
All right. Well, you'll need to return the watch in order to receive a refund, and there is a $9.95 restocking fee.
And what else? I pay for the shipping, of course.
All right, please hold.
But where do I send it?
Please hold, miss. I'm going to find out for you right now.
Okay, don't forget to come back.
Okay, ma'am, I'm going to, I have the address right here for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
It'll be 2066 North Capitol Avenue.
2066 North Capitol, OL, I assume, Avenue, or is it AL?
North Capitol Avenue.
No, I mean the word capital. Is it O-L or A-L?
O-L.
Okay, that's a building then. All right. What's the name that it's going to? What company?
STE3010.
ST as in Tom?
Yes.
31?
STE as in Edward, 3010.
Oh, STE.
Yes.
Say it again.
2066 North Capitol Avenue, STE 3010.
Okay.
San Jose, California.
Jose. Spell that, please.
J-O-S-A.
J-O-S-A. Okay, California. And your zip.
95132.
What's the name that it's going to? Hello?
Hype Watch.
What is it?
Hype Watch.
Hype? H-Y-P-E. Watch. That's the name of the company that this thing is going back to. Okay. Now, I will include a letter with this package, and I will also include a $9.99 check to HyperWatch for the putting it back in the shelf. And then I will also contact my credit card, MasterCard, and have those two fees non-payable, or they'll give me a credit on that. Okay, we got it?
I'm sorry, miss, can you repeat that?
Okay. When I put this stuff together back in the box and ship it to HyperWatch, I will include a note saying why I don't want it, that I never got any insurance that supposedly, you know, is going to be included in this price. I don't want the earbuds. And I will include a check for $9.99, which you told me was to restock this wonderful thing. Is that right?
Correct.
What?
Correct.
All right. Is that what you said?
Correct.
Sorry.
I said that is correct.
That is correct. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, miss.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer service.
Oh,
actually,
you're...
I think you'll need to hold for your cancellation number.
You want to give me a cancellation number? Okay. What is it? I'm waiting.
Okay, that'll be C as in cat. 7, D as in donut.
I'm sorry again. Let's start over. C as in cat, 7, then I didn't get the next part.
D as in donut.
B?
D as in donut.
Oh, D as in donuts. Okay. All right. Must be hungry. And what else?
8. C as
eight.
In cat.
Pardon me?
8.
8. Number 8. Okay.
Number 8. C as in cat.
C as in cat again?
Yes. 7.
I keep hearing papers rattling or something, getting difficult to understand you. So I've got so far, C as in cat, 7, D as in donut, 8, C as in cat. Is there more?
7.
7.
Yes.
Is that it?
0.
0.
E as in Eric.
E?
As in Eric.
E as in Edward?
Correct.
Is that it?
B as in boy.
What?
B as in boy.
B as in boy?
Correct.
You keep rattling papers every time you say something, so it's difficult. The last part I got that I thought was clear was an E as in Edward. And then what follows that?
You said the last thing you heard was E?
E as in Edward.
Okay, B as in boy.
B.
9-2.
9-2. Okay, let me repeat this. C is in cat, 7. D is in donut, 8. C is in cat, 7. 0. E is in Edward. B is in boy, 9-2.
Correct.
Oh, yay. Struck it rich. Okay. All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah is right. Okay, thank you. That's it, right?
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a nice day.
You too.